The hallways looked like a war zone. There were people everywhere, but it was kind of controlled chaos, I guess would be the best way to describe it. When COVID was coming, we knew it was coming. They kind of told us, you're the designated COVID unit. The patients will start coming to you. And it started with 2 patients, then 6, then 10. Then it took over our whole floor. We're a 45-bed unit. And then it just spread over the whole hospital. We never ran out of PPE, but we were reusing a lot of PPE. So that was a little daunting because nobody really knew what we were up against. You just went to work and did your job as best you could with what you had. And hopefully didn't get sick.
And I work in commercial pest control, so a lot of my customers just went under. They closed completely. They're done. Every building I go into, you know, and I service gas stations, party stores, these places are filthy, you know. I'm just thinking, don't touch anything. I just do the best I can to be safe. Gloves, masks, you know.
You know, the thought of me picking it up at work was my bigger concern of getting somebody else sick.
When we were introduced by some mutual friends,
yeah,
we just hit it off. We like to play Quizzo. We're big trivia nerds, yeah, too.
I think we were at Quizzo when he said it, and it's probably a good time to say it because, you know, we were distracted with the questions.
I'll just tell you right off the rip. I did vote for Trump in 2016. I will not again. I never will.
I think I just said, okay, well, you know, I guess I'm glad you saw the light.
I took the bait like a lot of people did. Oh, a non-politician getting in office. He's going to change some things. He's going to run the country like a business. And, you know, empty promises. Kind of hit to the point where, I don't want to say given up, but almost to the point where it's like, it doesn't matter. Like, you're never going to have the perfect candidate. You're never, you know, and the two-party system is just detrimental to us moving forward as a society and Americans, you know. So,
you know, I want to just, you know, raise my kids in a world, a safe world, you know, a just world. And I feel like most everybody wants that. I don't know. I mean, even people that I disagree with fundamentally on a lot of things, I think they're hope and dream for their kids is the same as mine, but that picture probably looks a lot different. But I think that if we could all just realize, it sounds probably hokey, but you know, that we all really are after the same thing.
I just wish people would just be more sympathetic and get along a little bit better and just treat each other like human beings. You know, we all put our pants on one leg at a time, you know.